I was on the train on an 800-mile journey. The inspector had found me there without ticket, without money. On the station platform when the train arrived at Johannesburg, the railway police came for me, so to speak, along with the ticket inspector, very pleasantly, and took me to a little office on the platform. And with a fellow escapee who had joined me in this venture, the two of us were boys who had escaped together, so to speak, escaped. And there's a story as to how we managed all that, but I won't go into that. This is really to talk about a particular instance then in the office when the railway police were very pleasantly asking us about our backgrounds, why we'd done what we'd done, where our parents were, and all of that stuff. And whilst I was answering those questions, I heard and partly saw a young black lad who also had been taken in by the police, by the railway police, into an adjacent office where the door was slightly ajar. And I heard, in parallel with my own conversation with the railway police and the ticket inspector, I heard what was going on next door, because that was a very different scenario. I heard that the manner in which that boy, that black young black lad, seemed to me about my age, was being questioned, and the aggression, and I would say the verbal violence that was being applied to him was very different from the condition that was being applied to me. And I've never forgotten that. I seldom remembered it for 30 years, but when I came to reflect on it in due course as an adult, I realised that for me this was a kind of turning point. In a way, it was more of a turning point than any political party could possibly have been, because it was a very direct experience which I felt in relation to this parallel scenario that was taking place between a young boy, a young black boy, and a young white boy. And so in a sense, it was from that moment onwards, age 11, that there was a sensitivity and no more. I wouldn't say any more than that. There was a sensitivity to the existence of racism and the physical dimensions of that, as well as the social dimensions of that. I, of course, had come from a background where I had myself, with my parents, escaped Nazi Germany. And so all through my young childhood, my young boyhood, I was somehow aware of the fact that there was this dimension of anti-Semitism, racism, which applied to me during the war.